You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It is a Tuesday afternoon. Don Day from Day Weather is on the phone line. Don, I hear there is a warm-up in the offing, but it wasn't the way it was this morning. It was really cold. Guess I'm getting used to it because it didn't feel that way this morning.
Yeah, you know it's bad when you're starting to get used to it, that's for sure. But yes, the rumors are true that we will see some warmer air come out of the west. I will caution everybody, though, that this is a nice break. Warmer weather pattern that everybody's waiting for, but it is not a signal that winter is over, I'm afraid.
So I take it that after we get the warmer weather, we go back into the cold, but how cold?
Well, not anything like we've experienced, so that's the good news. What we are going to see is that it's going to be a roller coaster. We are going to have alternating periods of colder and warmer as we go through the rest of February. Now, when we start to see that, especially this time of year as we get closer to March, that's sort of the back and forth you expect as you get towards the end of the winter season. So that, from that standpoint, that's a little bit of good news. It means that the end is starting. We're getting closer to it. But these up and downs are going to be tough because as these systems come in from the west, they'll push warm air out ahead of them, cold air behind them. And we do see the potential, especially in the 10 to 15 day period. For some Midwest weather that could be quite active and stormy. A lot of the real stormy, bad weather over the next week is going to stay in the southeast and along the east coast where ice and snow is going to be plaguing those areas.
It will plague those areas, but the thing about it is that when this happens, and it happens each and every year at this time, you begin to wash precipitation across the nation from one side to the other. Will there be enough precipitation to alleviate problems in the western United States?
Well, certainly the last week and a half has done wonders in the central and northern Sierra and the Pacific Northwest. Southern California is still suffering from severe dryness, but the pattern certainly is looking a lot more favorable for the very dry areas of the west in the next week or two. The southern areas, Southern California, the southern plains are areas that I still think are looking to be dry. I'm cautiously optimistic that at the end of the month and into early March, some of the southern plains, some of those plain states, we'll have some better opportunities for precipitation.
Your interpretation of what's happening now in South America?
Well, as we go down south over the last week or two, the pattern there has been a little bit more stable, and the trend right now is looking fairly good in terms of more precipitation for Brazil, some areas of Argentina. Looks like precipitation, some of those key growing areas, not all that bad when it comes to temperature conditions. Right now, the temperature pattern is matching up with what we'd expect to see with a more better chance for precipitation. And that's temperatures averaging close to normal. Nobody too hot down there, at least in the next week to 10 days.
Don Day Jr., he's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. He joins us here on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report. You can always hear him again if you'd like off our website at willag.org. You have a great afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.